3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It is not, in fact, 11 p.m. It is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm waiting for a Europa League game to start. Europa, I love my football. And they're showing a Danica Patrick commercial. Danica Patrick no longer races, but she's still pretty cute. So anyway, it is Europa League Day, and I've been watching football. And I just got done watching Arsenal play AC Milan. And I am a fan of AC Milan. But somehow, Arsenal, even though they've been terrible for the last 3 weeks, Arsenal somehow got it together and they defeated AC Milan 2-0. And now I'm kind of cranky about it. I thought AC Milan was going to do very, very good, but although they played well, Arsenal, they got some good chances and luck was with them, and everything just came together for Arsenal today. And I'm kind of, I don't know what to think. I do not know what to think. I'm just kind of mad. So now I'm sitting around waiting for the next game to start. And the next game is Zenit versus who? I don't remember. Oh, yes, they're telling me right now. Now I gotta remember how to pronounce the word. Is it Leipzig or is it Leipzig? I can't remember. I think it's Leipzig. And they are, of course, from Germany. Zenit, or Zenith, is from St. Petersburg. And obviously I hate all the Red Bull teams, so I want Zenit to win. And I think they could. They're not always a powerhouse, but Leipzig has been terrible for the last, couple weeks. And so, come on, Zenit. And the one good thing about Zenit is they've been on a really crazy scoring streak. So maybe they can get lots and lots of goals. But this game still has a few more minutes before it actually starts. So maybe we should go out and check the mail. Yeah, let's do that. I kind of wanted to go outside today because when I looked out the window, there was no wind and it was sunny and the snow was melting a little bit. But it's just a little bit too cold. So now that my shoes are on, let's open the door, head out into the garage. Open the garage door. Yeah, it's nice and sunny out there. Look at that. It looks like we could go outside. And we can, but only for a short period of time. Yeah, it's a little cold. Trash hasn't been picked up yet. What's in the mailbox? Nothing. Is that because the mailman hasn't been here yet? Or is that just because we have no mail today? I don't know, but it's getting a little bit cold, so I'm going back inside. And here we are. Back in my lovely home. Taking off my shoes. Glancing at the TV. Has the game started yet? Oh, they are just about to kick off. And there they go. And we're off. So the next thing we need to do is take a sip of tea. Ooh, I don't have very much tea left. Ah, it's good though. Mm-hmm. Ah, so yummy. Oh, I do love tea. Mm-hmm. Ah. The other good news is my back is pretty good today. So I'm actually not wearing my back brace. And I'm drinking lots of tea. Tea. It's so yummy. Alright, so this game is being played in Germany. This is a home game for Leipzig. And, Kokorin is in for Zenit today. That's interesting. And what else do we got going on? That's about it. Oh, ow. My back is okay as long as I don't twist to the side in a strange manner. Like that. I'm gonna kill off this tea, I think. Oh, it's so good. Oh boy. This just means we're gonna have to make more tea. Mm-hmm. I'm almost done with it. Okay. So now it's time to make some tea while this game starts off. Oh, hopefully we won't miss any of it. And how we're going to make tea. This is how we do it. First, we go upstairs. And I have left 1 deciliter of tea in the cup. And here's why. We're going to put it in the microwave. So we put the cup in the microwave. We set it for a minute. Then we turn the hot water on in the sink and let it get hot. And here comes the cat because she heard the water start. And while the water is heating up and the tea in the microwave is heating up, we measure out the sugar. So we pour the sugar into the cup. And I think that's about right. And we check the sugar level. Yep, got it. And now we pick up the pan for boiling water and we take it over to the sink and we rinse it out. And then we heat it up, dump the water out, and then we fill it with the water. And here comes the cat. She's now rubbing up against my legs. Hi, Peppa. And the microwave is done. Yes, and got kitties yanging and everything. So we turn off the water. What are you yanging about? Yeah, you're a good baby. We're not going outside. We put the pan on the stove. Turn on the gas. Take the cup out of the microwave, which is now boiling hot, 1 deciliter of tea. We pour the sugar into that and we stir that up really good. And that sugar will dissolve very, very fast in that tea remnant because it's boiling hot. What? What is it? Yes, you're a baby. I'm making tea. What are you? Yes, I'm making tea just like I do 6 times a day. What are you doing? What's a kitty doing down there? Yeah, you're a baby. So somebody's yanging. What are you yanging about? What are you giving me the yangs? And now we're being led over to the door. Does a kitty want to go outside? I know you want to go outside, but we can't go outside. It's too wet. You'll get your kitty paws all wet and muddy. And we're not going to be muddy cat. We're not going to be a muddy kitty. No. So this is what we do. I make tea and my cat hassles me as I do it. Yeah, I'm yang. You're yanging at me. Give me so many kitty yangs. Stir up the tea some more. Yes, you're a baby. Oh, this is what I do every day. I walk into the kitchen to make tea, and my cat just sits there and goes, yang, 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 at me. So now I'm walking back downstairs. The score of the game is still 0-0. And we'll watch this for a minute as we wait for the water to boil. And my cat's still yanging up there in the kitchen. Wow, wow. And I'm down here. We're watching football. Some cats, they don't understand. It's Europa League day. We're supposed to be watching Europa League. So where were we? Oh, the 7th minute just started. Score still 0-0. Zenit is attacking. But, oh, a guy got offside, then the ball bounced towards him, and he accidentally touched it, so. Come on, Zenit. Do something Zenity. Oh, what do we got here? Looks like we've got ourselves a corner kick. Fed in by Zenit player, what's his name? It goes a little bit long and out for a goal kick. So, that came to nothing. Ooh. All right. What else do I need to do today besides watch this football? Obviously, I need to eat something. Do I have food or do I need to go to the store? I kind of need to go to the little store and get some waffles, but, you know, that's just in the next couple days. It's not too cold out. I could go to the store today. That would be tolerable. What's the weather going to be like this weekend? Is it supposed to be warm again? Oh, I flipped over to the Weather Channel, and apparently there was a storm in the northeast. It looks like they're covered in snow. Yes, they are. So, we're not going to get any local news, because there's a storm up in Maine, apparently. Snow, snow, snow. All right. So here's a thing that says Council Bluffs, this will be 49 degrees, but then snow on Sunday. Okay. Council Bluffs is the city in Iowa that is right across the river from Omaha. So the weather in Council Bluffs tends to be the same as the weather here in Omaha. And I like Council Bluffs. Maybe we should go there. What's fun in Council Bluffs? Well, first of all, it's Iowa. So, you can buy black powder. In Nebraska, or at least in Omaha, you can't buy black powder in the city limits. And unfortunately, all the stores that would normally sell black powder are in the city limits. And I used to buy my black powder from a guy down in Bellevue. But I don't remember why. It's too far away. I'm too lazy. But now I just drive over to Iowa. Just jump on the interstate. And you're in Iowa in about 10 minutes. Here comes Pippa. Hi, Pippa. You want to go to Iowa? You want to go to Iowa with me? Buy some black powder? And lots of fun stuff in Council Bluffs. What else is over there? All the casinos. And, of course, all the casino money. Ever since they opened up the casinos, Council Bluffs has gotten a lot nicer. And they've got a cool new library. Paid for by, you know, casino money. Half of which probably came from Nebraska. But that's okay. What else is fun to do in Council Bluffs? Oh, they got all kinds of wacky stuff over there. But right now, we should be flipping back to the game. I hope I didn't miss any goals. Nope. They're still battling it out. And it's probably time to make the tea. The water is probably boiling. So, let me get back up. Walk back up the stairs. And it's about now when I can hear the water. Yep, I can hear the water boiling. Yeehaw. So, we turn off the heat, and we grab the towel so we don't burn our hands on the hot pot of water. And we pour the water into the cup. Just like that. And then we throw a tea bag in there. So we reach into the cabinet, grab the tea bag, open it up. Smell that. Smell all that yummy bergamot. Oh, it tickles my nose senses. It's so aromatic and yummy. And we unwind the string and we put the tea bag down in the cat's face, and she doesn't like it. She ran away. Throw the tea bag into the cup, throw away the wrapper, put the lid on the cup, put the plastic tea bag holder on top of the cup to remind me that the tea bag is in there, and set the microwave timer for 10 minutes. And that will remind us to take the tea bag out of the cup. So now we have to go 10 minutes without drinking tea. Is that even going to be possible? You're probably wondering, can Toby even go 10 minutes without drinking any tea? And the answer is yes, but I don't like it. Oh, so, turning our attention back to the game. Looks like Zenit had another opportunity here, but put the ball wide. Yeah, see a little give and go there, puts it across. Guy gets his foot on it, and ga-doink. Goes wide. So for what I've been seeing, I think Zenit so far in these first 14 minutes has been dominant. Most of the play seems to be in the Leipzig half. And here's the rare exception where they get the ball out, but goes out of bounds. Who gets to throw it? Oh, and there's what's his name? What's the guy? I forget his name. What? Blah, blah, blah. I can't remember anything. So here's Leipzig on the attack. They can manage to get it into Zenit's penalty area. But then the Zenit defense comes alive and they manage to clear the ball out. It goes way over the halfway line. Now the possession is being contested. Oh my god, and they're showing other scores. Marseille is up by 2. Lazio and Dinamo are 0-0. Sporting Club and Victoria Pilsen are 0-0. And are there more games today, or there's just 4? Must just be this 4. Okay, good to know. Good to know. Here's Leipzig on another attack here. They just can't put the passes together to get the ball into a strategic position. And now Zenit's on a fast break. Oh, but the ball goes out of bounds. Doink. That's no good. They were on a tear there for a minute. Come on, Zenit. Zenit St. Petersburg. And I'm kind of a fan. The only connection that I have to St. Petersburg, Russia, is that one time my brother went there. I can't remember what it was for. Was it a school trip? It was when he was in college, or around then. And he ended up going to a bunch of places, including St. Petersburg, to go to the Hermitage, the museum there. And he brought me back all kinds of cool stuff from Russia. I can see my little nesting dolls that he brought me. They're right over there on my bookcase. But the thing that I liked the most was the cheeseburger wrapper from McDonald's. You know, it looked just like a regular cheeseburger wrapper, except it was in Cyrillic. And I think I still have that. Yeah, I think I could go right to it. I think it's in a drawer right out there in my garage. Why did I save it? This has been a long time ago. This was more than 20 years ago. So anywho, that's pretty much the only reason why I'm a fan of Zenit St. Petersburg. Because my brother went there once, a long time ago. And that's how I choose my affiliations. I find tenuous connections to some kind of team, and I just roll with it. Oh, there's an offside for Leipzig. So come on, Zenit. Let's put together a goal here. Jeez, it doesn't look like there's many people at this game. I can see the stands on the other side of the field, and there's less than half the people there. Jeez. Looks like the ultras are all there at the end of the stadium in the curva. Yeah. Look at all those guys. See, the curva is packed, but the neutral seats are like half empty. I guess that makes sense. Not going to be a lot of traveling fans when teams are this far apart, but makes me wish I was in Germany right now. I could go to this game. It'd probably be cheap. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it soon. Eventually, I am going to go to Europe. And I probably won't go for very long. I'll probably only be there for a couple of days. And I don't even care where I go. I'm just going to go to some country, probably chosen at random. And I will go to a city, probably chosen at random. And I will watch a football game. Although, I should probably go to a country where I can at least fake the language. Or I can partially get along. So, the only language that I can even partially speak other than English is French. And I do not speak French well. I probably speak French as good as a French 3-year-old child. That's pretty much my level of cognitive ability. But still, that's pretty much enough to make people understand what you're talking about. So I'll have to probably go to a French-speaking country. And that limits me to, France, Belgium, Switzerland. Anywhere else I might be able to get away with it. Oh, I shouldn't sit like this. That's hurting my leg. Okay, there we go. Although the funny thing is, I can read other Romance languages. My knowledge of French and Latin is good enough that, generally speaking, I can read Spanish and Italian. And Romanian, when it's, not written in Cyrillic. But I can't speak these languages, which is annoying as hell. That really makes me mad that I can read something in Spanish and understand what it says, but I cannot, then formulate a response. Somebody could ask me a question in Spanish, and if they wrote it down, I'd be able to read it and understand it, but I wouldn't be able to respond. My Spanish is terrible. I know maybe 100 words in Spanish. Oh. And all of those words in Spanish that I know are pretty much all related to football. like pelota, that means ball, and goal, which means goal. And speaking of goals, this looks dangerous. Leipzig has a free kick, and it's pretty much in front of the goal, about 3 meters out from the... Oh, no, that's where the guys are standing. It's 6 plus 18 plus 12. It's 30 meters out from the goal, directly in front. Zenit sets a wall of three guys. And Leipzig also puts a man in the wall. Here comes the kick. Makes it over the wall, but it also goes flying over the goal. So, no real threat there. Oh. My friend Booper is trying to get me to go with him to the Netherlands. He likes the Netherlands. And so he's like, come on, yeah, get some money. We got to go to Amsterdam. Booper's been going to Amsterdam off and on now for a couple years, doing some traveling. And he says, you got to go to Amsterdam. You will love it. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and there's the microwave. That means it's time to take the tea bag out of the tea. So we take the tea bag out of the tea and we put it in the plastic little cup designated for tea bags. And now we can drink the tea, but it will be very hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good. It's hot, but it's good. And yes, we actually went 10 minutes without drinking any tea. So Booper has been harassing me to go to Amsterdam with him for a couple of years now. He's like, come on, oh, blah, 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 you'll love it. And, you know, there's lots of football there and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I'll go to Amsterdam if we can go to an Ajax game. Ajax being a big monstrous team in the Netherlands. They are in Amsterdam. And I wouldn't mind seeing them play. You know, that's basically the home of Johan Cruyff, one of my favorite all-time football stars. Johan Cruyff, inventor of the Cruyff turn and of the total football philosophy, which I am an adherent. So, you know, pretty soon there will be pictures of me on your monitor standing next to the Johan Cruyff statue in front of Ajax Stadium. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind going to Amsterdam. I wish I still drank, though, because there's some good beer. There's some good beer in Europe. And unfortunately, I don't get to enjoy it anymore. Ooh. Now I just stick to tea. I like tea, and I like a certain type of instant powdered drink mix. And it's almost spring, so pretty soon I can be drinking instant powdered drink mix again. When I'm not drinking iced tea. Oh, yes. Spring is right around the corner, and I am looking forward to it. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. And I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. We're about 91 days out from the World Cup. Just some to think about, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ジスイズ DJ。